Let's stand for the reading of the Word of God, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 12. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as that walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to preach to you tonight for a few minutes in this service in which we focus on the cross of Calvary. I want to preach to you on glorying in the cross. Verse 14, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Glorying in the cross. I wonder tonight what modern Christian could echo the words of the Apostle Paul, I glory in the cross. Paul was quite a different fellow. He said in 1 Corinthians 12 and 9, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. It seems like Paul gloried in some odd things. I glory in my infirmities. That seems to be the very thing that we don't glory in. And then saying, I glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. And there was two options that Paul mentioned in this passage of Scripture. Some were glorying in the flesh. Paul said, I glory in the cross. So there was those who were insisting on circumcision among the saints. And Paul said that they insist on that, that they may glory in your flesh. But Paul said, if I'm going to glory, I'm going to glory in the cross of Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I am crucified unto the world. So the two options are, we either glory in what we do, or we glory in what has been done for us. That was the difference. Some gloried in circumcision, that was what they did. Or, as Paul did, he gloried in the cross, that is what Christ had done for him. And that's the two options we have. We either glory in what we do, or we glory in what's been done for us. And Paul said, if I'm going to glory, I'm going to glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. There's a reason why Paul gloried in the cross of Jesus Christ. That cross communicated the love of God. Not only for Paul, but for the whole world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That cross communicated the love of God for us. No greater testimony in all of the world of God's love than the cross of Jesus Christ. True love, agape love, divine love, always costs you something. It costs God something to love us. It cost him the death of his only Son. It costs God to love us. It's going to cost you to love with the same love that God has for you. If you're going to love others with the same love that God has for you, it's going to cost you something. It cost heaven the death of the Son of God to love us. It was love, the song says, that held my Savior to the cross. It was not the nails that held him there. He could have called 12 legions of angels to come and deliver him from that cross. That crowd around the cross was crying to him, "If thou be the Son of God, save thyself. Come down from the cross." He could have come down from the cross. He said, "I could have called 12 legions of angels." They were there to heed the beckoning of the Son of God. Only a word from Jesus would have transformed that hillside into a massacre that day. And Jesus would have been delivered and brought down from the cross. But Jesus stayed on that cross, not because the nails held him there, but the love of God held him there. Because Jesus knew that he could not save himself and save me and you. So he stayed on that cross so that he could save us. It was the love of God that held Jesus to that cross. And Paul said, "I'm glorying in the cross because the cross communicates the love of God to us." We love him, the Bible says, because he first loved us. And I know about that love. The only way I really know about that love is not what I feel, but what I see in the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, some days I feel like God loves me. Some days I don't feel like God loves me. But I have an unerring testimony of the love of God, because I know God demonstrated his love for me upon the cross of Calvary. I love him. And I believe this. I would never love God if I did not know about his love for me, manifested on the cross of Calvary. We love him because he first loved us. So it's Calvary that communicates to us the love of God. Then the cross is what changes our nature. Paul understood that. And so he said, "I glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." So the cross was not something that changed our physical appearance like circumcision, the rite of circumcision. And circumcision was, you know, started out to be a good thing. I mean, it was a ritual given to Abraham as a token, an outward token of the covenant that God made with Abraham. God said to Abraham, "I want you to circumcise yourself, your seed after you, and this circumcision will be a mark in your bodies of the covenant between God and his people." It was a symbol of the righteousness God gave to his people. It was not righteousness in itself, but it was a symbol of that righteousness. And in the minds of these people, circumcision had replaced righteousness. So it was a substitute for righteousness. And so they circumcised the flesh. And he said in my text that they did not keep the law of God. They circumcised their flesh, but they did not keep the law of God. So that the rite of circumcision had become a substitute for true righteousness. And Paul understood that the cross went far beyond just a mark in the flesh. He said, "The cross transforms me. I am crucified to the world, and the world is crucified unto me." There was no power in circumcision. This physical surgery of the body, there was no spiritual power in that. It could not transform a man's life. And these false teachers were glorying in circumcision, a ritual that could not transform their lives. Do you know there's many churches this very night that glory in rituals that have no power to transform the lives of their people? But I'm here to tell you, brother, there is a transforming power in the cross of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, "I glory in the cross, by which the world is crucified unto me, and I am crucified unto the world." In other words, when he said that the world, "I am crucified unto the world,"
He means that as far as the world is concerned, Paul is of no interest to the world. The world has lost its interest in him because the cross crucified him to the world. So that the world lost its interest in Paul. There was a time when Paul had a tremendous standing in the world. He had a tremendous standing because of the zeal for his religion. He had a tremendous standing in the world because of his persecution of the people of God. He was a man that excelled in his religion above many his own peers. And there was a time that the world embraced Paul. But he said, when I met Jesus and I was crucified with him by the cross of Jesus Christ, the world lost its interest in me. I'm going to preach to you tonight a little while. I want you to understand something, brother. When you come to the cross of Jesus Christ, there's a transforming power in the cross of Jesus Christ so that the world loses its interest in you. There's such a transformation that takes place in your life that the world loses its interest in you. I want to tell you something. When God saved my soul, sanctified my heart, I want you to know that I didn't have to drop the world. The world dropped me. I didn't have to go tell my friends, hey, look, I'm not going to run with y'all anymore. Stay away from me. They come around me, found out what God had done in my life, and ran the other way because the world lost its interest in me. I became crucified unto the world. Brother, that's what the cross does for us. It crucifies us unto the world. Now, young folks, I want you to understand something. If the world is interested in you and they are attracted to you, check up. Check up. If there is no separation in your life from the world, I don't care who you are, if you are not crucified into the world so that the world recognizes there's something different about you, your direction is different, your interests are different, your conversation is different, your manner of dress is different, everything about you is different. If the world does not see that in you and you are not crucified unto the world so that the world has lost its interest in you, you need to make another trip to the cross and say, Lord, I want to be crucified unto the world. I want such a transforming experience with God that the world notices the difference and they lose their interest in me.